Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening today. So on today's show, what we're going to celebrate is actually Mental Health Awareness Month, which is actually starting in May. And as you know, today's April 30th, but tomorrow, Monday, when we wake up, will be May 1st. So two of my guests today are very involved with mental health awareness and many, many great activities within Wayne County. My first guest is Joanna Van Tine. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Carol.
And Joanna is from NAMI Northeast Region, and she's the Community Engagement and Volunteer Coordinator, correct?
Yes.
Plus facilitator.
Plus the educator, all of that.
Yep, all that great stuff. And my second guest is Dave Hartung. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Carol.
And Dave is the Wayne County System of Care Coordinator. And I work both closely with both of them, correct?
Yes, right. You do.
Yeah. So on today's show, you know, first I want to thank both of you for joining me today and for giving all this great information that we're going to hear about to our listeners. So, you know, we're here to talk about Mental Health Awareness Month. We always celebrate in May, and there are so many good activities that are going on. And when we talk about them, I really want you as listeners to know that these programs, these events are open to mostly anyone in our community. I mean, some are a little specific that people will say, well, you know, I don't have kids or whatever, but I think that individuals can come out and enjoy and learn something new, right?
Yes.
So, Joanna, you know, can you tell our listeners a little bit about NAMI, what NAMI stands for? I didn't say what NAMI stands for, right?
Sure. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's the largest grassroots organization on mental health in this country here. We offer free services and resources such as mental health support groups to family members, mental health support groups for people who struggle with the mental illness. We educate. We have NAMI signature courses that we teach throughout our communities, and we advocate for mental health.
Right, right. Yeah. And one thing that many of those programs take place in Wayne County, but you've also partnered with the Wayne County YMCA, correct?
We have. We are doing something called the Wellbeing Initiative that was monies granted, grant money that was given to the YMCAs through Cartwright,
mm-hmm.
Congressman Cartwright. And we're now teaching all different kinds of courses.
Right.
And also regarding, you know, mental health.
Right. And one thing to know about all of these programs or all of these classes, they're all free, correct?
Everything we offer is for free, yes.
Right. And before I forget, is there a phone number for NAMI or some contact information or website that they can go to kind of pick up some of that information?
Oh, sure. You would go to info@NAMINEPA.org, or you can call our office in Scranton, which is 570-342-1047. We're also available on you know, social media,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, which we have NAMI Northeast Region PA, or Instagram, NAMI NEPA. We do have support groups, not just in Wayne County, Carol. We have them in Pike, Monroe, and Lackawanna counties as well,
right,
whether they're virtual or in person.
Mm-hmm. Which is great to know, because we know this, you know, radio broadcast goes further than Wayne County. So,
correct.
Yes. Yes. And you know, and if there is someone listening in another state, you know, most states have some resources, you know, for individuals that are, you know, looking for resources on mental health.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Dave, you're not getting away with just sitting there and not saying anything. You know that, right?
I know.
Uh-huh. So, you know, I'm, you know, kind of know the answer to this question, but I think some of the listeners may not know. What kind of role does the system of care play in the lines of mental health?
So Wayne County's system of care is a philosophy on how care should be delivered. And so system of care focuses on improving the child-serving systems. And amongst those child-serving systems are the behavioral health field. And we have a focus on mental health with specifically through our trauma-informed care trainings and an emphasis on trauma-informed care, which is basically a study. It's studying how childhood trauma impacts brain development and impacts how we all behave and how we learn and how we grow. And so System of Care, from its inception here in Wayne County, has had a focus on behavioral health, on mental health. We've always tried to participate in some mental health awareness activities, particularly for Mental Health Awareness Month in May. But we've also tried to partner with other community organizations, agencies, Northeast Suicide Prevention Initiative, NAMI, some of the other agencies within our community to take part in activities that let everyone know that there is a robust community support out there in Wayne County and that they can turn to, and that it's not, it doesn't only impact a certain population or group of people, but, mental health is really something that affects all of us.
Right, exactly. And again, all of this information, I've attended many of the trauma-informed care, the different sessions and stuff, and you learn something new. I wouldn't say even if, but it's the way you talk to someone, or even just listening to someone, which is so important, that we all can learn from.
And that's what I'm proud to say that I get to teach mm-hmm. on behalf of NAMI, is those NAMI Signature Series programs are wonderful. And that's whether it's a 1 week, a 90-minute course or an 8-week course, we're teaching our community members how to deal with their loved ones, mm-hmm. How to start recognizing signs and symptoms of mental illness and, how to approach them, how to help de-escalate them. Right. I mean, knowledge is power. Right. It really is.
And you talk about like family members, but it's also for community members, individuals Absolutely. That may work in a bank or mm-hmm. in a school, or I know we've done a lot of part of the System of Care team that you've provided trauma-informed care programs to the school personnel, because we can all come in contact with individuals that helps us understand them better.
Right. And two of the classes in particular that I teach also is called Mental Health First Aid, mm-hmm. on how to deal with adults and recognizing signs and symptoms in adults, and Youth Mental Health First Aid, which is very important, I think, especially in the schools right now. And like you said, whether you're at the work mm-hmm. front or you're in the school front, you it teaches you how to recognize those signs and symptoms and help that person.
Right.
It's a first aid course.
Exactly.
For mental health.
Exactly. And I just finished taking the Youth Mental Health First Aid, and I found it so beneficial just to learn so much about that. Mm-hmm. So May, like we said, is Mental Health Awareness Month. What are some activities that are going on? Joanna, can you tell us about those?
Oh, well, beware, because the courthouse in Wayne County is going to be lit up green, first and foremost, because on May 11th, Wayne County commissioners are going to issue us a proclamation declaring that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. But we have a free event going on at the Cooperage on May 4th at 6:30 p.m. with a really funny comedian by the name of Gab Bonesso. Thanks, Dave, you brought her into the area a long time ago, but we're bringing her back, and she's going to be at the Cooperage again, 6:30 on May 4th. But should you miss it, NAMI Northeast Region will be having a fundraiser on May 5th out in Scranton at the Space at Olive on 541 Wyoming Avenue, and that's only for ages 21 and over, and it's $20 per person. But again, it's a fundraiser for us. The one at the Cooperage is for anyone in the community. It's going to be family friendly. So please come out and,
And that's a free event on the 4th, right?
It's a free event on mm-hmm. the 4th. Come out. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun because, humor is good for the soul.
Exactly. And, as part, again, mental health awareness, we like to bring information and resources to family. So is there something coming up on guardianship for families?
Dave, would you like me to tell everyone? I guess that's sure. a partnership, right? Really. It's we're mm-hmm. collaborating together with SOC, System of Care, and NAMI are getting together to present a guardianship and power of attorney webinar by the McAndrews Law Firm. They're based out of Scranton at 3:00 on May 24th via Zoom, so anyone can attend.
Mm-hmm. Dave, is there registration for that? Or Joanna, is there someone they can call?
We're going to be sending a flyer out mm-hmm. We're going to try to post it, I believe, on the county website. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get it out as many ways as we can to, mm-hmm. because it's open to the community. We're hoping as many, you know, community members, many parents that would be interested in it are able to attend, tune in. You know, it's going to be right after school, 3:00 time, so hopefully that'll be helpful. I know it's a particular interest in the system of care family members for their children that were reaching that transition age of late high school into early adulthood, and mm-hmm. you know, what makes the most sense for them. And so they wanted to learn a lot more about guardianship versus power of attorney and all of the options that are available to them. And like Joanna said earlier, knowledge is power. And so that's what we're aiming for here.
Right. And again, you know, any of the information that we talk on the Health Work Show that we're on today, they could always reach out to me too. And, you know, I could always find that information mm-hmm. For these individuals. So Dave, what other things are going on in May for our community members?
May is a busy month. We, between NAMI, between NSPI and System of Care, as well as other organizations in the community. But there's several community events going on. So System of Care is going to participate or help facilitate a few of those, including we will have a table again at the Wayne County Ag Day. For those that don't know, it's the Agriculture Day. It used to be always held on President's Day, and now last year they started holding it in May at the Wayne County Fairgrounds. It's going to be again this year on May 5th, the Wayne County Fairgrounds. And we found last year we just had a resource table there, and there was some folks that stopped by. Some of our family members were able to talk with some families there that, you know, expressed had some questions and some concerns about mental health. And so mm-hmm. it was nice to be able to process that. And also, even throughout the state, the agricultural world is learning that, you know, farmers and our ag folks are significantly impacted by mental health. Mm-hmm. And so there's being more of an outreach and education along those lines. So that's May 5th. May 12th, one of our System of Care family members, she's putting on a complex medical needs expo, and that's going to be at the Park Street Complex in Honesdale from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and there's going to be all sorts of vendors at that location. And so for any of the complex medical needs, and that could be your behavioral mental health, or it could be your physical needs as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we encourage anyone with that works in that field, or also with any children or adults even with complex medical needs, to please stop down. There should be a lot of resources and good information. That's May 12th. May 23rd. Wayne County System of Care is hosting a self-care day at the Park Street Complex from 10:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. And that's going to allow people to stop in and do some things for their own self-care. We're still looking at 10 to 15 minute stations, so to speak, of like you can get a massage, or you can get your nails done, or maybe stop in a nutrition station. Or there's going to be health screenings put on by some local students and stuff to get your blood pressure or height, weight done. So there's going to be probably 7 to 10 stations there available. And then we're also going to have resources. So if you just need some information, that's going to be available as well.
Yeah. And that's going to be also, fun day. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that day. And System of Care and Northeast Suicide Prevention Initiative have partnered before with the Trauma Library, and we donated the Hugging Tree books last year to local elementary schools. And this year, members from both organizations are going to go into those elementary schools and read the book to students and provide a little discussion.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I just get excited when I hear. I mean, I know I sit down meetings with both of you. We're all together all the time. But listening to all the events and all the programs that we've worked together to put together for our community is just so exciting. It's just really, really exciting because, you know, we have many, many avenues covered, many ages covered. So, you know, I hope everyone really takes advantage of at least one of these events that we talked about today. You know, hopefully they can go on NAMI and check out all of the NAMI resources, and then the Wayne County website on their calendar of events for all these events that are coming up, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
So, Joanna and Dave, you know, 15 minutes goes really fast. Any last words?
Take care of your mental health. People forget all the time that, mm-hmm. you know, the 8 dimensions of wellness isn't just about, you know, emotional or physical. It's about occupational, social, spiritual, intellectual. environmental, financial. Mm-hmm. You know, people seem to forget all that, but that's really important. And, you know, we'll just keep plugging along.
Right, right. And we're here for you.
Absolutely. Check in on your neighbors. Help each other out.
Always. Exactly. Just a couple of words of, you know, to ask. Yes. How are you doing today? Mean a lot and go a long way.
Exactly. And we will end on those wonderful words. So, Joanna and Dave, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome. Again, this is Carol Canary. If you have any questions, you can always give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you for listening and have a great day.